This is audio clip D for the Knowsley Mayo and Revelstoke drive walk route. The sandy cove at the bottom of the sloping valley below you is Sella Beach, and it's a fine place to hunt about for marine plants and creatures. Here, on exposed rocks at low tide, you can find the orange peel sponge, which grows in thin, soft mats. It looks much as it sounds, with a deep orange colour and raised pores which allow seawater to flush through the sponge's body. Periwinkles are small and delicate spiralling shells, and on this beach, the stubby, thin-shelled flat periwinkles are especially plentiful. You'll find them here in bright yellow and, unusually, in vivid green. At low tide, they clamber about amongst the rock and seaweed, grazing on algae. As they move, you might see their tentacles peering out from under the lips of their shells. These feelers are all-in-one sensors, which are sensitive to light and touch, and have smell receptors built in. Another resident is the sand mason. This burrowing worm builds a vertical tube of glued-together sand and shell fragments. The tube sticks up from the sand with a frayed end of branching fronds. The worm shelters inside, from where it throws out a tuft of tentacles to comb the water for food. If you'd like to visit Sella Beach, at the far end of this long curve of the path, round by Battery Cottage, follow the footpath that leads down to the left. Where this path forks, bear right. There are some steps and shallowy sloping rocks down to the beach, so make sure you're wearing good footwear.